What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Well, we're all across the explosion in stolen cars, 780 to 1,300 odd in 1 year. Why? Because we're hearing all the time they're doing it because there's no consequences. They go before these magistrates, they're in 1 minute, 5 or 10 minutes later, out the door, around the corner, into another stolen car or whatever. Well, here's an update in today's Cairns Post, written by Tony Raggett. It reads that Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has defended the adequacy of planned increases in penalties for juvenile car thieves, but says she will be talking with people during a stay in Townsville and will consider more ideas and suggestions. Ms. Palaszczuk was in the city to announce a $75 million critical minerals demonstration facility and attend an Australia Day flag-raising event. But juvenile crime and the adequacy of her government's planned reforms, including doubling the maximum penalty for stealing a car to 14 years, dominated her media conference. Challenged on whether increased penalties would make a difference, given reports that repeat offenders are being released with no convictions recorded, Ms. Palaszczuk said the courts would have the ability to take those increased penalties into account. Anyway, it goes on to talk, well, it lists all these 10 points again. Asked about community concern, the reforms would not change what was occurring in North Queensland, Ms. Palaszczuk said the changes were comprehensive. Let's get some more information on these developments, because I have on the line the state members for Burdekin, Shadow Minister, Police and Corrective Services, Dale Last. G'day, Dale.
Good morning, John.
I would imagine you wouldn't call these points comprehensive.
Oh, look, not at all. I mean, the penalties that already exist are not being applied, as we well know. We've got cases where these young offenders have fronted court 60 times and not had a conviction recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
So the question that begs to be asked is, well, you know, if the laws are already in place, how are these proposed changes going to make a difference?
Increasing the maximum penalty for stealing a car from 7 years to 10 years imprisonment. The vast majority of stolen cars up here, 1,300 of them last year in Cairns, the vast majority are stolen by children who can't be imprisoned. So why this big focus? I mean, this is the big gun. Number one, increasing the maximum penalty for stealing a car from 7 years to 10 years imprisonment. What impact will that have?
Well, look, I think what that goes to show is that this government has run out of ideas. I think in their desperation, they're trying to have our community believe that they're waving the big stick and increasing the maximum penalties, when we know all too well that in most cases, these juvenile offenders in the first instance are not having a conviction recorded. And then if there is a term of imprisonment or detention imposed, it is minimal. So this 14 years imprisonment, etc., that they're talking about, I mean, even adult offenders not being sentenced to the maximum term of imprisonment. So how does the Premier expect the courts to be sentencing these juvenile offenders to these maximum terms? It's smoke and mirrors. I think the community has seen straight through what she's trying to do here, and rightfully are calling her out.
Just an example of what we're talking about here, the sheer terror being faced by people, including parents with children. I mean, there was a lady who lives without a partner. She has three young children. This is last week. She was asleep on the lounge, three kids also asleep late at night. She thought she heard somebody in the room. She woke to find three of these young people, virtually children. When she sat up, she was slammed across the head with her own bag, which, even though it's just a handbag, it was quite a big handbag and was quite heavy. And she said it nearly knocked her out, but she recovered. To find them rifling through everything in the home, pinching the car keys, of course. Luckily enough, they couldn't start the car, so they had to run once they left the premises. But once again, she made the point to me, the cost now, emotionally, is just staggering. The cost financially in finding some level of protection through her security in the house, and she's not a wealthy person by any means. She really struggles, and she's bringing up these three kids, has been crippling. Yet there's no feeling that even if they had been rounded up, there was going to be anything effective done about limiting their criminal behaviour at all by the current system. She is seething and demanding action.
As she should be doing, and as she is entitled to, and certainly we're seeing that now right across the state. People are absolutely fed up. There's a double whammy here. So what's happening is property owners, people in their homes are having to outlay all this money to beef up the security in their homes, and then they're being hit in the hip pocket again with rising insurance premiums because of all these vehicles being stolen. Everyone's seeing their car insurance go through the roof. So we've got a double whammy here that's hitting our victims across the state. And of more concern for me at the present time is that they are becoming more violent. They are now carrying knives, screwdrivers, machetes.
Yes.
They are becoming more violent. They are becoming more brazen.
Exactly.
And we need to be sending a clear message to these young offenders that that type of behaviour will not be tolerated in any way, shape or form.
Now, I've just got to mention this, even though it's very sensitive indeed, and I must emphasise this is hearsay, but a lady told me with another investigation at her house breaking by these kids once again, when the police came to investigate, she said, "I can't live like this anymore." And she was told, if you have to protect yourself, if you're going to get something like a baseball bat or whatever, for example, make sure you get a ball as well, because that seems to protect you if indeed there's action taken against you having an arm or having a weapon to defend yourself, even though you're defending yourself, that could still be deemed as illegal. Now, that's hearsay, admittedly, that a police officer made that advice to make sure you get a ball as well, so you can pretend you're out there playing baseball in the afternoon, whatever, with the kids. But it wouldn't surprise me that advice was passed to her, whether by a police officer or somebody else who's saying, we can't cop this anymore. We're lambs to the slaughter.
Oh. And I'm getting those calls every single day saying, what can we do to protect our homes, to protect our property, to protect our family? You know, if we wake up in the middle of the night and these young offenders are inside of our house, what action can we take?
Yes.
And look, it's a fine line, and it really is. And certainly if people are taking matters into their own hands and inflicting serious injuries or, heaven forbid, taking one of these young offenders' lives, then they could very well find themselves in a court of law, and we certainly don't want to see that.
Look, this pressure is on all the victims up here, but I've got to say it's probably growing on people like you and David Crisafulli, the opposition, to start working hard on measures that we will actually believe are going to bring us some relief. Now, I know I've asked you this before, but I've got to keep the pressure on you, Dale. You're not going to give me a date, neither would David Crisafulli, but please convince us you're working hard on something that will bring us relief. We look at these measures taken in Alice Springs, they're farcical, absolutely farcical. They're not going to have any significant impact on the misery those people are enduring at all. We're hoping you're not going to come up with something as ineffective or anything like as ineffective as those when eventually we hear what you're going to do about our nightmare up here.
Can I say this, John, that at the first sittings of Parliament in February, the government will be introducing these latest range of measures announced by the Premier as an urgency bill. So it will be tabled, it will be debated and finalised at that first sittings of Parliament. There is an opportunity, and I would encourage everyone to watch closely our response to that bill in Parliament without giving too much away. We're certainly having a look at that bill, and we will be outlining where we think the government should be going during the course of those sittings. So it's clear that we need comprehensive action here. It can't be some half measure. It needs to be comprehensive. They need to be held to account for what they're doing at the moment
exactly.
in Queensland. And it is just spiralling out of control on a daily basis. It really is.
Appreciate this, Dale. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
He's the LNP state member for the seat of Burdekin and Shadow Minister for Police and Corrective Services in Queensland.